we're worried what is going to actually happen. You know, what is the provision of service in the long run? In the short term, we're delighted, but we're far from out of the woods on this. The community support has been absolutely fantastic on Ireland, with the Chief Government Vet, Manx NFU, the Fatstock Marketing Association, and other small groups, even individuals, have reached out to IVC. And I think putting the story over to them has definitely helped in the short term. I think the provision of preventative vaccine programmes that have been rolled out by the veterinary officers have been really successful. So the need for treatment and use of drugs, which are expensive, has probably dropped. So I suppose a decline in the vet med income might be a problem. But generally speaking, the farmers have been working closer with their vets in the last couple of decades. They've got herd health plans, flock plans. You know, they put in provision for, you know, natural healthcare rather than potentially using some of the really, really expensive branded drugs that can bring income. But if you can use a natural remedy and have the advice from your vet in that regard, you know, it will alter probably the shift in business within veterinary clinics. And we really, really do appreciate all the work that these guys have done to support us as farmers. There's so much anxiety been going around. It will have eased, but we're still, you know, tentative of what's coming.
You spoke about the anxiety. I know previously you've spoken about farmers' mental health, and this would have been an added stress for farmers or in the farming community in this week.
Very much so. Even ourselves, we rang other vet practices to see if they could take us on. You know, when they indicate that they've been closed for a number of years, they've not been taken on, they can only manage so much. They haven't got an endless share of vets in their practice. It's hard to get vets to the Isle of Man to relocate here or bring their families and be a locum. You know, people come and go. It's very transient in the vets industry, seemingly. But it has been really, really worrying. You know, your animals are your main priority. They're front and centre of everything you do on your farm. You want them first. So to have nothing to fall back on was really, really worrying for all of us.
I think that also shone a light on it, or put a light on it.
We had no fallback plan. Us as a family business, we sat and we talked, and what now? Hopefully there will be solutions and there will be something put in place for this to, you know, possibly not happen again.
So we know until the end of the year, you know, farm animals will be covered by Milan Veterinary Services. What next?
The 1st of January will be here before we know it. So we're going to have to make provisions. You know, some of the trust will be broken. So each farm business is very unique, very individual. But I know that they will be making their own personal fallback plans, as probably some of the other veterinary clinics. They may see opportunity in this to expand their smaller practices potentially. Good things could come from it, but who knows? In the short term, we're grateful for the emergency care that we're going to continue to receive. But after that, it's still very worrying times.